This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. 10 people are dead, another 10 wounded in a shooting at a Lunar New Year celebration in the Los Angeles area Saturday night. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
LA County Sheriff Robert Luna says it happened at a ballroom dance club in Monterey Park.
We don't know if this is specifically a hate crime defined by law, but who walks into a dance hall and guns down 20 people? The description we have now is of a male Asian.
He says 20 minutes later and 2 miles away, an Asian male went into another ballroom dance club with a weapon.
Some individuals wrestled the firearm away from him.
Again, he fled. Luna says they're investigating a possible connection. Representative Judy Chu says the Lunar New Year is supposed to be a time of celebration for the Asian American community.
This tore a hole through all of our hearts.
I'm Julie Walker.
Law enforcement officials swarmed and entered a white van Sunday afternoon that officials suspect was driven by the gunman. Police surrounded the van with tactical vehicles and bomb squad trucks for hours before going in. A person's body appeared to be slumped over the wheel, but authorities did not immediately identify the person in the van. No word if it's the same man wanted in connection with the shooting. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said the White House will provide full support to authorities in California. She turned her attention to the shooting while at another event in the U.S. state of Florida.
I do want to address the tragedy of what happened in my home state in Monterey Park, California. A time of a cultural celebration, and yet another community has been torn apart by senseless gun violence.
This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced the dismissal of his deputy minister on Sunday following allegations over embezzlement of funds outlined for rebuilding the country. Speaking in his evening address, he also highlighted a visit from former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to Kyiv on Sunday. He said together the pair visited a university in the capital that was symbolic as it took place on Ukraine's Unity Day. The Russian parliament speaker has warned countries supplying Ukraine with more powerful weapons are risking their own destruction. The message follows new pledges of armored vehicles, air defense systems, and other weapons for Ukraine's military, but not the battle tanks that Kyiv requested. Russia's State Duma chairman said Sunday the West could expect a global tragedy that would destroy their countries if they continue to supply Ukraine with powerful weapons. Somalia's government says 5 civilians were killed when al-Qaeda-linked extremists stormed a regional government office in the capital. The founder of an ambulance service told the Associated Press his team collected at least 16 wounded people from the scene of Sunday's attack. A staff member at the Banadir Regional Administration headquarters said the attack began with a suicide bombing before gunmen entered and exchanged fire with security guards. The staffer says security forces rescued most of the people inside the building. The Al-Shabaab extremist group claimed responsibility for the assault. Hundreds celebrated the Lunar New Year in Buenos Aires' Chinese neighborhood Sunday. A parade of dragons danced through the crowds while spectators tried to touch them in order to be blessed with good luck for the rest of the year. A Chinese pop singer, one of the regular entertainers, paid tribute to the Argentine World Cup champions by performing with a plastic replica of the trophy. This area is among Buenos Aires' main attractions and is visited by thousands of people every weekend as part of the Argentine capital's tourism agenda. Hundreds of people gathered on the lawn of Elvis Presley's estate in the U.S. city of Memphis, in the state of Tennessee, Sunday, to pay their last respects to his only child, daughter Lisa Marie Presley. She died at age 54 after being rushed to the hospital for cardiac arrest earlier this month. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.